Let's say good morning to Attorney General Steve Marshall. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. Happy Friday.
You too. To begin with, Attorney General, we just want to say we're sorry for your loss.
And, thank you very much.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. It's been an interesting week. So on
interesting is a good word, right?
Yeah. On Monday, Troy King, who's running for the same office, Attorney General, filed an ethics complaint, and then I believe it was Wednesday filed a lawsuit saying that the money that you were getting from the Republican Attorneys General Association, RAGA, was illegal. We talked to the Secretary of State yesterday, and we played that earlier this morning, where he said that it was similar to what the Governors Association, the Secretary of State Association nationally, that they give money to the Republican, and Democrats have the same thing, but they give money to the Republicans in those states, in states across the country also. So what do you think is going on here?
I think we have a desperate candidate at the end of the campaign that's losing and is grasping for straws. You know, he's upset because I've been endorsed by all 27 Republican attorneys general across the country, that we've been endorsed by 23 of the Republican district attorneys in Alabama and countless others across the state. Again, a desperate attempt to get publicity, and very pleased that the judge yesterday not only rejected his request but dismissed his case. And so, you know, to the extent that Troy King wants to be the safe lawyer, he didn't file a very good case yesterday, and I think that's reflective of what he was when he was Attorney General for Alabama.
Now, wasn't he part of this attorneys? He was in this group, too, the Republican Attorneys General Association, when he was Attorney General.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, you know, and he called my colleagues crooks. And I'll tell you, they are some of the strongest leaders in this country. They are standing arm-in-arm with President Trump. I mean, the battles that you and I have talked about on your show over the course of the last many months, they are absolutely supportive of me, and I think it's incredibly ironic for a man that used to attend those meetings, held fundraisers at those events, tries to somehow or another ridicule that organization. But I'm very proud of what we do with RAGA. I think we've seen tangible benefits not only for the people of Alabama but the people of this country, and I'm very much looking forward to, when we get this election over, being very engaged with what we're going to do in the future.
So the judge yesterday, we were following that as he was ruling, said that, number one, he didn't even have the authority to rule on that case or to put in the injunction, I guess. And you're right, he dismissed it outright.
Right.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Troy King was asked if he was going to appeal it. And he said that he was going to appeal to the people of Alabama, which I thought was...
Yeah. I think that shows you right there what was about. And that was for him to somehow get in front of the TV cameras, the guy that was running out of money, and doesn't feel like that otherwise he's got a shot in this race. And, you know, tell you one thing that I think people need to pay attention to is that you don't hear Troy King talking about his record. You know, we both have had the opportunity now to serve as Attorney General, him for 6.5 years. And the reason why he doesn't want to talk about his record is because when he was up for Attorney General for re-election, over 60% of the Alabama Republican voters rejected him. And that's because he didn't have a record of achievement. And so it's why the nonsense that you and I have had to talk about before, about bumper stickers that aren't true, or about Porch Creek Indian heritage, which isn't true, has been part of the narrative of this discussion, the campaign. And that's why we've tried to stay positive. We've tried to talk about our record, the things that we've done, and how we stood with President Trump, how it is the NRA endorses us because of what we do on the Second Amendment, why the Alabama Citizens for Life are with us because of how we've worked on pro-life issues, and how we've seen both farmers, foresters, and business owners alike rally around our campaign because we're doing things to bring Alabama forward. Troy King can't do that.
You know, General Marshall, simply the fact that you denied being a Porch Creek Indian ought to prove that you're not a Democrat, because if a Democrat got accused of being an Indian, as we know, Pocahontas, I mean, you embrace that with your high cheekbones.
That's a very wise observation.
I was wondering where you were going with that, Corey. It's like, whoa. I do want to ask you, though, because
sure,
a lot of people have asked us. So when did you change your affiliation from Democrat to Republican?
2011, was named a rising star in the Republican Party. was fully embraced and endorsed by local Republicans in Marshall County. And, you know, if you recall, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, we did.
You know, President Trump and I have been in the Republican Party about the same amount of time. We evaluated President Trump on his conservative record, and one thing that I think you'll see, and especially, you know, if you look at the Republican voters in Marshall County in the primary, over 75% of those voters with other four candidates supported what we were doing. They know me as a conservative, principled fighter. We did that as the DA. We were able to stand up for issues relating to the unborn when I was a prosecutor, to be able to change Alabama's law, to be able to allow for us to prosecute for murder, the death of an unborn child. The people there know me. They know the conservative guy that I am.
Because I think a lot of people don't realize that, that you fought for that, that a baby is actually a person.
Yeah, when a young lady named Brandi Parker, mm-hmm. she was killed when she was 8.5 months pregnant in our county. And one of the things that we did when we saw that is looked and determined that Alabama law did not allow me to make that two murders and not one. And I thought it was an outrage. And her father, Roger Parker, was a remarkable advocate to be able to work with us and others in the legislature to be able to change that, so that I was the first person in Alabama, unfortunately, to prosecute a man named Jesse Phillips, who shot his pregnant wife in a car wash, and we put him on death row because we were able to change the law that says, for purposes of manslaughter, assault, and murder, an unborn child is a person. And that's exactly what I think most Alabamians believe, is that life begins at conception, and that unborn child has as much a right to life as you and I do.
And I think, you know, in the world of 30-second soundbites and commercials, a lot of the stuff doesn't get out to the people, and they don't realize all the different things that you've done. And now you have a lawsuit going forward with Mo Brooks, correct?
Right, right. And that's one that to protect Alabama's congressional representation as well as our vote in the Electoral College. You know, if we in fact count those who are in this country illegally for purposes of congressional apportionment on the census, then Alabama's going to lose a vote. And it's going to California. And, Donnie, I'll tell you, I don't want California voting for my next president. And so we're going to very much fight. And I'm glad, you know, you had the opportunity to have Mo in studio to talk about it. He has been a conservative fighter with us on this issue, and I appreciate the fact that he stood up and was willing to be named a plaintiff, which means that he allows himself to be a target as well. And we've been accused a lot of names for being a part of this case, but what we're doing is upholding the rule of law and the Constitution, and that's the thing that we've done for the people of Alabama and will continue to do.
And you say the NRA has backed you, correct?
Has endorsed the NRA you? Has given us an endorsement, and I'm very pleased with that.
Yeah. When you talk about the other lawsuit with the other attorneys general, Republican attorneys general on DACA and illegal immigration, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, right now we're fighting what has been the illegal executive order that created DACA in the first place. You know, what my colleagues in the Republican Attorney General Association believe in is the rule of law. That we have a constitution, we have statutes, and we ought to comply with those. And in this case, it was clearly an illegal order that created the status for DACA recipients. You know, Congress is the place to be able to decide immigration policy. That'll be a discussion for Mo Brooks and his colleagues to determine what it is that we do in granting status as well as enforcement. My job is to have fidelity to the Constitution, and that's why we filed it, just like we also filed with 14 other of my Republican colleagues to strike down Obamacare. You know, it's still on the books. The provision that kept Chief Justice Roberts from striking it down in his earlier decision has now been removed as a result of the tax reform bill that came through Congress. And so we stood up and said that we need to take it off the books because it's no longer constitutional.
Well, and I'll tell you, there are a lot of people, myself included, and my son, who were fined under that mandate, fined by the IRS, because you know you couldn't afford the insurance that they were selling, and you know that. And then when you did get insurance, $50 out of every payment that you made every month went to Obamacare. That was $600 a year in addition. And I think a lot of people don't realize just how detrimental that is. I mean, how that could even happen in America, I have no idea.
And we've seen what it's done to premium rates around the country.
Yes.
You know, again, it's an illegal act. It ought to be stricken from the books. And it's what I and my Republican colleagues that Troy King wants to criticize are going to continue to do to fight for Alabama and Americans.
Yeah. Something does have to be done. I think we all agree on that. Something has to be done to bring health care costs down for people to be able to afford insurance and to be able to get the health care they need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't know what the answer to that is, but we need to come up with something. All right. So what are you doing this weekend?
Well, we've got actually a couple of hours. I've got four of the Republican attorney generals across the country going to come join me, and we're going to be in Baldwin County with a law enforcement rally. And then we'll be kind of a closing thing in some ways back home in Albertville from 4 to 6 at the Jules Berta Vineyard. If you've never been there, it's a really neat place. Very much a family-friendly event, and I've got my friend Pam Bondi, the AG from Florida, coming in, the AG from South Dakota, the AG from Idaho, the AG from Nebraska and Tennessee going to be with us. And we're really going to celebrate what we've done over the last year plus on this campaign. And I will tell you, it's very nice to mention my wife. You know, we're also there to be able to celebrate what she wants for me as well. She believes strongly in me. Thought that, you know, one of the last things she gave me was a note that she said, you're the man for the job and you're the man for Alabama. And I want to be honor her through this fight to the end. And so we're going to have a little celebration and fun with the folks back home, and we'd love for everybody to join us if they have time.
Since you brought up Pam Bondi, I wanted to ask you real quick. You know, she has gone through some, and the AG in Florida, she's gone through some horrific attacks here lately. You know, going to a movie theater and then her, you know, protesters surrounding her and calling her names and, you know, trying to get her boyfriend to hit one of them. And I mean, it was, the interview she did was just so compelling. What do you do about stuff like that? I mean, I have a list now of 412 different instances across the country where people have been either harassed or screamed out of a restaurant or attacked.
I mean, this is just, isn't it arisen out of the Bernie Sanders campaign where just sort of people want to be almost abusive to those who have principled beliefs that are conservative, and somehow or another we're subject to ridicule. But Pam's a fighter.
She is.
Pam, you know, she's being ridiculed for that very lawsuit I told you about that we're a part of relating to Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And Pam's not going to back down. And again, I expect that's one thing that you'll hear from her on Saturday if you have the chance to come meet her.
Yeah.
Is to be able to say those that serve in the roles that we have as Republican attorney generals across the country, we're going to fight, and we're not going to back down from those that want us to be able to stop what we're doing, which we think is a very principled fight for the core of this country.
You were in the office. You were in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, right, President Trump?
Yeah, that was an amazing experience. Amazing experience.
Yeah. What did you guys? Did you guys have a chance to chat about anything?
It was. I mean, we sat there and we talked briefly about immigration, and he understood that we were fighting the fight on sanctuary cities. And very much appreciative of that. So, you know, he could not have been more gracious. You know, the idea literally of a young guy from Atmore, Alabama, standing in the Oval Office with the President of the United States was incredibly humbling. And at the same time, it was just, for me, the chance to be able to have that dialogue with him about substantive matters was important. And so I was grateful for it. You know, we've been excited to be able to stand strong with him on the multiple initiatives that he's had. And what I appreciate is the fact that he gave us a list of 25 individuals who were amazingly talented jurists, and he said, I'm going to pick these for purposes of the Supreme Court. He did really well with Neil Gorsuch. Look forward to Justice Kavanaugh being able to be next in line for us to have a conservative court that we can depend on for years to come.
Do you know him, Brett Kavanaugh?
I don't. I just know his record. I'll tell you that, you know, one thing we've analyzed a little bit relating to our census case and whether or not we think that will be a good transition for us, and we believe it will. In fact, I talked to Congressman Brooks' office about that as well. You know, he's obviously, you know, academically, he's got a stellar record. As a jurist, he was very much pushed back against federal overreach from our agencies during the Obama-tearing administration. And so he is somebody that is well-versed in the law, I think has a conservative record, and there's no reason why he's not qualified for the Supreme Court.
You think he'll stay a conservative? You know, we have that kind of little problem there.
No, I get it, and I know that I've looked at some of those opinions as well. But yet, I mean, I have confidence in President Trump's decision. I think he did really well with Neil Gorsuch.
He did.
I also know that there are some other jurists that I believe in that believe in him. And so we're going to be pushing him and be confident in telling Doug Jones, let's see what you're made of and see whether or not you're going to support him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another case there. Thank you. Thank you, Attorney General Marshall, for taking a few minutes with us. And I hope your daughter's doing okay as best as
we are. We are. The support that we've received from so many people has been overwhelming. We're very grateful for that. And look forward to being back in studio here soon.
We look forward to having you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Attorney General Steve Moore. You know what that was? It was ringing?
No.
Spam.
Oh, of course. I'm getting more and more of those on my cell phone. And it comes up scam likely on my caller ID on my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Does yours say scam likely?
It doesn't say scam likely. No.
So you know what I do? As quick as they stop calling, I go to my call log and I block that number.
Well, I do too. I've started doing that. Mm-hmm. Every one of them. You know, I let it go to voicemail, and then if it's somebody,
you'll call
they'll
them
leave
back.
A message.
That's exactly right.
And if they don't leave a message, I block them.
Right.
So if you're calling me and you don't leave a message, I'm going to block you.
Just so you know.
Anyway, I thought that was, he covered just about everything.
Sounds conservative to me.
Yeah. So people are just going to have to make up their minds. It's up to you guys. You guys decide who you want to vote for. But I did want to clear the air on the Troy King lawsuit. It was dismissed. It was thrown out.
Yep.
Period. Full stop. We'll take a break. Don't go away.
WBHP.